This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Using Aero Flight SQL Protocol in Apache Doris 2, one for super fast data transfer. By Frank Z. For years, JDBC and ODBC have been commonly adopted norms for database interaction. Now, as we gaze upon the vast expanse of the data realm, the rise of data science and data lake analytics brings bigger and bigger datasets. Correspondingly, we need faster data reading and transmission, so we have started to look for better answers than JDBC and ODBC. Thus, we include the Aero Flight SQL protocol into Apache Doris 2. 1, which provides tens-fold speedups for data transfer. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=ziqy24gi8de and embeddable equals true high-speed data transfer based on Aero Flight SQL. As a column-oriented data warehouse, Apache Doris arranges its query results in the form of data blocks in a columnar format. Before version 2.1, the blocks must be serialized into bytes in row-oriented formats before they can be transferred to a target client via MySQL client or JDBC, ODBC driver. Moreover, if the target client is a columnar database or a column-oriented data science component like Pandas, the data should then be deserialized. The serialization-deserialization process is a speed bump for data transmission. Apache Doris 2.1 has a data transmission channel built on Aero Flight SQL. Apache Aero is a software development platform designed for high data movement efficiency across systems and languages, and the Aero format aims for high performance, lossless data exchange. It allows high-speed, large-scale data reading from Doris via SQL in various mainstream programming languages. For target clients that also support the Aero format, the whole process will be free of serialization, deserialization, thus resulting in no performance loss. Another upside is that Aero Flight can make full use of multi-node and multi-core architecture and implement parallel data transfer, which is another enabler of high data throughput. For example, if a Python client reads data from Apache Doris, Doris will first convert the column-oriented blocks to Aero Record Batch. Then in the Python client, Aero Record Batch will be converted to Pandas data frame. Both conversions are fast because the Doris blocks, Aero Record Batch, and Pandas data frame are all column-oriented. In addition, Aero Flight SQL provides a general JDBC driver to facilitate seamless communication between databases that supports the Aero Flight SQL protocol. This unlocks the potential of Doris to be connected to a wider ecosystem and to be used in more cases. Performance test, the tens-fold speedups, conclusion is based on our benchmark tests. We tried reading data from Doris using PyMySQL, Pandas, and Aero Flight SQL and jotted down the durations, respectively. The test data is the ClickBench dataset. Results on various data types are as follows. As shown, Aero Flight SQL outperforms PyMySQL and Pandas in all data types by a factor ranging from 20 to several hundreds. Usage, with support for Aero Flight SQL, Apache Doris can leverage the Python ADBC driver for fast data reading. I will showcase a few frequently executed database operations using the Python ADBC driver, version 3.9 or later, including DDL, DML, session variable setting, and statements. 01 install library. The relevant library is already published on PIPI. It can be installed simply as follows: import the following module, library to interact with the installed library. 02 connect to Doris, create a client to interact with the Doris Aero Flight SQL service. Prerequisites include Doris frontend, FE, host, Aero Flight port, and login username, password. Configure parameters for Doris frontend, FE, and backend, B. In, set to an available port, such as 9090. In, set to an available port, such as 9091. Suppose that the Aero Flight SQL services for the Doris instance will run on ports 9090 and 9091 for FE and B, respectively, and the Doris username, password is user, in, pass. The connection process would be once the connection is established, you can interact with Doris using SQL statements through the returned cursor object. This allows you to perform various operations such as table creation, metadata retrieval, data import, and query execution. 03 create table and retrieve metadata, pass the query to the function, which creates tables and retrieves metadata. If the returned is 0, which means the query is executed successfully. Such design is to ensure compatibility with JDBC. O4 ingest data, execute an insert into statement to load test data into the table created. If you see the following returned result, the data ingestion is successful. If the data size to ingest is huge, you can apply the stream load method using PyTorus. O5 execute queries, perform queries on the above table, such as aggregation, sorting, and session variable setting. The results are as follows. O6 complete code examples of data transmission at scale. O1 Python and Python, after connecting to Doris using the ADBC driver, you can use various ADBC APIs to load the Clickbench dataset from Doris into Python. Here's how results are as follows, omitting the repeated outputs. It only takes 3s to load a Clickbench dataset containing 1 million rows and 105 columns. O2 JDBC, the open-source JDBC driver for the Aeroflight SQL protocol, provides compatibility with the standard JDBC API. It allows most BI tools to access Doris via JDBC and supports high-speed transfer of Apache Aero data. Usage of this driver is similar to using that for the MySQL protocol. You just need to replace in the connection URL with. The returned result will be in the JDBC resultset data structure. O3 Java, similar to that with Python, you can directly create an ADBC client with Java to read data from Doris. Firstly, you need to obtain the flight info. Then, you connect to each endpoint to pull the data. O4 Spark for Spark users. Apart from connecting to Flight SQL Server using JDBC and Java, you can apply the Spark Flight Connector, which enables Spark to act as a client for reading and writing data from to a Flight SQL Server. This is made possible by the fast data conversion between the Aero format and the block in Apache Doris, which is 10 times faster than the conversion between CSV and block. Moreover, the Aero data format provides more comprehensive and robust support for complex data types such as map and array. Hop on the trend train. A number of enterprise users of Doris have tried loading data from Doris to Python, Spark, and Flink using Aeroflight SQL and enjoyed much faster data reading speed. In the future, we plan to include support for Aeroflight SQL in data writing, too. By then, most systems built with mainstream programming languages will be able to read and write data from to Apache Doris by an ADBC client. That's high-speed data interaction, which opens up numerous possibilities. On our to-do list, we also envision leveraging Aeroflight to implement parallel data reading by multiple backends and facilitate federated queries across Doris and Spark. Download Apache Doris 2.1 and get a taste of 100 times faster data transfer powered by Aeroflight SQL. If you need assistance, come find us in the Apache Doris developer and user community. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.